Ai, tēnā anō koutou, e noho mai nei roto I o koutou kāinga, ko Gurley Clark tēnei e kōrero atuna ki a koutou, kei konei tāku nei kai kōrero. Ngāri tāna ingoa, ko Dion Tūtā, ka mutu e hoama e mahia nei I roto I te ohu kai moana I tēnei wā, ngāri ko te mutu. Nā ki a koutou e whakarongo mai ana, hoi no rā e rongo mai ana koutou, kia māu e kōrero ana I roto te reo Pākeha. Anō, ka inui atu ki aia mami e tutuki ana ki roto te reo Pākeha. Nā no reira ki a koutou kei wahona, whakarongo mai kia māu. Tēnā koe Dion.
Kia ora,
Gurley. Well, welcome to our program that we have up here. You know, we have different politicians, we have different executives, different all sorts of people that I talk to. And of course, I've landed with you today. I'm trying to recall, have I ever spoken to you before? I doubt it, though, eh?
I don't think so. I've done one interview with Te Huku, but I don't think it was you. Is this live, is it?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, sure.
Okay, so welcome to our program for today. And of course, I believe after 4.5 years, you recently announced you are stepping down as chief executive of Te Ohu Kai Moana to return home to Taranaki. What has prompted your decision to start your next chapter back in your own haukainga of Taranaki?
Well, everybody who knows me knows that I'm strongly Taranaki focused, and I've really missed home for the last 4.5 years. So before coming to Te Ohu Kai Moana, I was the general manager for Maunui of Ngāti Mutunga, and then I was the chief executive of Paraninihi Ki Waitotara back at home, and PKW is the largest landowner back at Taranaki. And then, but when the opportunity to work for Te Ohu Kai Moana came up. So my background has always been in treaty settlements and Māori development and things like that, economic development and treaty negotiations and things like that. So when the opportunity to work for iwi at a national level on an important, you know, looking after the settlement, the fisheries settlement, looking after the fisheries rights that iwi gained through the settlement, I was really, really, that was something that really interested me. And so that's been, and it's been a really interesting 4.5 years. But one thing that really resonated for me was, you know, during 2020 with the onset of COVID, it was quite hard being in Wellington and looking back home and seeing the whānau back there, sort of struggling and working to sort of support one another through COVID, and being down here and not being able to help back at home. And it made me sort of reassess, you know, I think I've done pretty much everything that I can do down here in Wellington at this point in time. I mean, I still love Te Ohu Kai Moana. I think the work that we do down here is critically important. But at the same time, I can actually probably support what we do here at Te Ohu Kai Moana in some ways better working with my own people back at home too.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
In some ways, I get the best of both.
Yeah, I think once you've had the experience, you can venture out and do more for your own iwi and knowing how to do that particular job, isn't it? For that, Dion.
Yeah,
yes.
You know, I've worked with iwi before, and I've worked at the iwi level with my own iwi. I've worked at the sort of pan Taranaki, Paraninihi Ki Waitotara covered all iwi within Taranaki, all of the areas of Taranaki. And now I've worked at the national Māori level with Te Ohu Kai Moana. And it's good to be able to work in those different levels and see the full range of challenges that we as Te Ao Māori have. So we have challenges as iwi, we have challenges as regional groupings of iwi, and we actually have challenges as Te Iwi Māori nationally. Mm. Right? And so it's good to have gone out and seen those things. But to go back home again, back to that sort of iwi level and see how, all of those things can help us. Because it's at the end of the day, I think it all comes back to the way that we collaborate with one another. We all have our iwi mana that we want to assert, and there's different ways of doing it. And what I've found with Te Ohu Kai Moana and Paraninihi Ki Waitotara is collaboration is one of the best ways that we can make, can strengthen our own iwi mana. So. I'm really looking forward to going home and working with the whānau.
Oh, well, this is how it is. Right, the next question I'd love to ask you. Next chapter, returning back to Taranaki, what will install for your new role as CEO of Te Kohita Tanga o Te Atiawa?
Well, Te Atiawa settled their claim about 4 or 5 years ago, and now they're really launching into the next phase of their economic development. And so Te Atiawa has got about 15,000 whānau members, and they are so they're the largest iwi in Taranaki, but obviously with whanaungatanga ties to all of the iwi throughout Taranaki. And it's really about taking them on their next journey. So the current CEO of Te Atiawa is Hemi Sungren, and Hemi's done a fantastic job of getting Te Kotahitanga up and running. From that initial post-settlement phase. So he took them through the settlement process. He helped them set up and get all of that stuff done. And I'm taking over from a really well-established and well-set-up operation. And they've got a range of opportunities. Te Atiawa has a range of opportunities in front of them in terms of the core focus on things like property development, things like that within New Plymouth and the wider region. They're also involved in quite a few partnerships and with other iwi, with all the other iwi around Taranaki and down here in Te Whanganui Atara and a few other things. So they've got huge opportunities in front of them. Mm. But also within Taranaki, there's just a wider range of other things that are happening. It's a challenging time for everybody around the motu, but within Taranaki, there's a lot of things going on. So you've got the revitalisation of Parihaka, for instance. You've got stuff going on up in North Taranaki. You've got the Maunga negotiations that are going on, which Te Atiawa are deeply involved in as well. So it's an exciting time. I personally think it's an exciting time to be going home. And, if there's any whānau up there from Taranaki, I'd encourage you to look at going home to help out too.
Okay. Another question I'd like to ask you. With you leaving Te Ohu Kai Moana, have they ever selected who's going to take your place?
Not yet, no. So me stepping down was only announced on Monday, and we're beginning the recruitment process immediately. So we hope to have the new person who'll be taking over from me certainly at least identified before I leave. So there's a process that's underway at the moment, and the board's got their focus squarely on that.
Okay. Oh, well, my last question is, well, you're leaving another organisation and you're filling your shoes back at your homeland. And, of course, nothing better and more feeling of satisfaction going back home. And I'm sure your iwi at home will be looking forward to you creating and thinking of more opportunities at homes with jobs and perhaps a new look. And all those, so that incentive is in there for you to create in your new job when you go home. So congratulations, and I hope you and your whānau would adhere to all the ups and the downs. I know with any organizations we work to, it's always that caliber of doing the job. So kia ora kia koe, ne?
Kia ora, Gilly. Thank you.
Kia ora, Dion. And lovely to talk to you as well. And kia mahara. E wetahi o tātou kei konei. E mātakitaki ana ki a koe me aumahi. We're looking at you and thinking how well you can distribute your mahi to your people. Kia ora mai ono.
Well, I've still got 3 months to go here, and actually Te Ohu Kai Moana is doing a lot of work up north.
Yes.
So there's a lot of stuff going on up there at the moment, which the whānau probably need to be aware of. And there's a lot of things going on up there in terms of the fishery space, where there's a lot of challenges which we're helping the iwi with up there. So hopefully I might see some of you before I leave.
Yes, lovely. I'd love to meet you if I'm around, if you're up north here. Just let us know, or even ring our Te Hiku station and tell us where you are. We might be able to come around and meet you.
Well, absolutely. Well, my wife's from Ngāti Wai, so we get up there quite
a bit. Oh, do you? Ah, well, koi anō. Kia ora mai, Dion, and we'll look forward to hearing from you in the latter stages. Kia ora.
Kia ora. Nice to talk to you. Kia ora, Gilly.
Ai, tēnā anō koutou I whakarongo mai kia Dion Tūtai, e kōrero mai ana kia tātou. Nā, korongo koutou, ko te wehe atu ei e tāna tūru I ngā marama e toru, nā, pene e whakarongo mai ana koutou, e pā mai a te muri mai te kirihi me te pea, ko neke eia ki tāna nei hau mahi, kia hoki anu e ki roto I tōna ne iwi I Taranaki, ki te mahi I wāna nei mahi ngari. Ko mōhio mai koutou tāna wahine no konei ano, nā koia tēna, kia koutou katoa ki te hau kāinga nei, tēnā anō koutou pina I rongo mai koutou e ne wāhi kōrero.